Good morning and welcome to Living Well with Robin Stoloff, empowering you to live a healthier life. It almost seems too simple, but listen to this. Experts say that chewing gum can actually reduce tension. Why? Well, when we're stressed, we often clench our jaw, but the act of chewing can reduce that tension. That's according to the American Institute of Stress. And during this Mental Health Awareness Month, it's a good time for us to focus on reducing tension and stress in our lives. Chewing also releases the hormone serotonin, which helps us feel more alert. In a study from St. Lawrence University, students who chewed gum during a test scored higher than usual. It's believed that the chewing motion gets the blood flowing to our head. Who knew acing a test could be that easy? If I only knew that back in college. Lots more coming up today on Living Well with Robin Stoloff on Light 96.9. Household chores are part of life, but they're not always great for our relationship. One partner might feel as if he or she is carrying more of the load than the other, and that's where resentment comes in. There are stereotypical chores. The man takes out the trash, the woman does the laundry, but we don't have to follow any of the norms unless they work for us. When I first got married, someone told me, "Don't do anything in the beginning that you don't want to do the rest of your life." Very good advice, very true. Once it becomes your job, it stays your job. In the beginning of most relationships, it takes a little while to figure out who does what. In our case, we've been together so long, we've kind of got it down. When it comes to cooking, my husband does most of the grilling and I do most of the cooking indoors. And the rule is, if you cook, the other one cleans. If we cook together, we both clean. Chore sharing is an important part of a healthy relationship, and it's important to establish the boundaries up front. But if that ship has sailed and you feel you're doing more than your share, calmly explain how you feel to your partner and discuss a chore schedule that works for both of you. We've got some creative solutions to help you divvy up four of the most common chores at WFPG.com or just click Health on the drop-down of our app. Living Well on Light 96.9. Beef organ meat is loaded with nutrients. However, for many of us, that doesn't sound very appetizing. Good news, we can get the benefits through organ meat supplements. And here to explain are Alex Rhodes and Courtney Smith, creators of Humanimal Supplements and hosts of the podcast Spiritual Food. Thanks for joining me. So what are the benefits of your supplements?
So the benefits of our supplements are basically creating a more enjoyable life experience through nutrient efficiency. So we really focus more on like the spiritual aspect and internal aspect of feeling good every day. And so the benefits are a better mood, better hormonal health, better hair, better skin, better nails. I mean, really all the things you can think about are found in beef organ supplements, even the individual nutrients that you look for on a grocery store shelf.
Is this backed by science?
It is. It is backed by science. I mean, every individual nutrient is backed by science, which is found in beef organs. And not only that, organ meats are much more bioavailable than what you would find on a grocery store shelf. So the amount of B12 that you would get from a B12 supplement, you may absorb 2% of that, whereas the B12 in a organ meat supplement, you may absorb 60% of that. So some people are taking tons of vitamins or taking multivitamins and not really even absorbing the nutrients that are in them, which is what we wanted to do, go on this endeavor so that we can provide something that is very natural and absorbable and really that we've eaten for thousands of years.
Yes, that's exactly right. And how do you feel taking it yourselves? And what have you heard from your customers?
Oh my goodness. So start with me. I've struggled with gut health, right? I've struggled with hormonal health, you know, mood health, all of the above. I started taking the liver and I just noticed I have so much more energy. My sleep is better. My gut health is better, all of the above. And I've just seen a drastic just difference in myself. Like I've truly changed as a person.
So no wonder you believe in it so much. And if anyone's interested in getting these, you can get them on Amazon. But what is your website?
Shophumanimal.com. And Humanimal's H-U-M, animal.
That's pretty easy to remember. All right. Thank you so much for joining me. Alex Rhodes and Courtney Smith of Humanimal Supplements. And you are Living Well with Robin Stoloff. It's time to use our head when it comes to sun protection. As we stock up on sunscreen for the upcoming summer season, there's one more item we need to add to the list. Sunscreen protects our arms, legs, face, chest, and back. But there's another part that almost all of us forget, our scalp. That's right. We don't really think about putting sunscreen on the top of our head, but maybe we should, unless we always wear a hat. The top of our head is consistently exposed to ultraviolet rays. But sunscreen on our scalp would be pretty messy, right? Well, actually, no. Today, there are products made specifically for sun protection of our scalp, such as powdered or spray sunscreens that can be applied without making our hair sticky and kind of gross. And we should apply sun protection on our scalp whenever we apply it on our body. Now that's using your head. Living Well on Light 96.9. Whether you're a weekend warrior or a serious athlete, good nutrition can help you improve whatever you're doing. Joining us now is Allison Stripmatter. She is a nutritionist with NutriaMed. Thank you so much for joining me. Allison, what are some of the things that we should be thinking about when it comes to our workout, especially if it's a weight workout?
Okay, so for those of us doing a weight training program, often going in the morning time before work, some people don't have a huge appetite ahead of time, but it's really important to get some protein and a little carbohydrate before going in to hit the gym and hit those weights. So something like a small bowl of oatmeal and a couple hard-boiled egg, or even a cup of coffee with some protein powder added in prior to going into the gym.
What about after a workout like that?
So after a workout, getting about 30 grams of protein and 30 grams of carb within a 15 to 30 minute window would be ideal. And for those really hitting the weights hard, an intra-workout drink would be really great to replenish the electrolytes. So some coconut water with like a pinch of sea salt or Himalayan salt would be great to keep the energy levels up.
For those who love their cardio workouts, what do we do?
Trying to eat, again, about 2 hours ahead of time, a pretty balanced meal. So some carb, some protein, and some fat is great. So 2 hours ahead of time to allow time for digestion. If it's morning time, I'd say having a couple scrambled eggs with some cooked veggies in there and maybe a piece of Ezekiel bread with a little bit of butter or coconut oil on there. So we get a little protein, fat, and carb all together.
Great. And then after your cardio workout, what do you want? Is it the same as the weight training?
So after a cardio workout, there's not as much of a need to replenish the muscles unless someone has some specific blood sugar needs. So having a balanced meal after, it doesn't have to be right after, though. It could be when the next meal is scheduled.
Great information. Thank you so much for joining me. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Robin.
Allison Stripmatter, nutritionist with NutriaMed Metabolic and Lifestyle Center in Egg Harbor Township. You are Living Well with Robin Stoloff on Light 96.9. Protein bars are promoted as healthy snacks, but many of them are high in sugar and calories. One solution? Make them yourself. You can control the ingredients and tailor them to your specific goals. For example, if you're trying to increase your intake of healthy fats, you can add nuts or seeds. Or if you're trying to cut down on sugar, you can use sugar-free protein powder. If you'd like a little bit more protein in your diet, you can add some more of that. By making protein bars yourself at home, you can avoid all the unhealthy additives and fillers of bars bought at the store. Add everything you want and need and nothing you don't. To get you started, we have some tasty and nutritious protein bar recipes on our health page at WFPG.com or just click health on the drop-down of our app. Living Well on Light 96.9. Teen mental health challenges are on the rise, but we can make a life-saving difference. Here to tell us about it is Jamie Angelini, statewide director of suicide prevention and special projects at the Mental Health Association in New Jersey. Jamie, thanks for joining me. So tell us about this program you have.
So teen mental health first aid is happening in many high schools around New Jersey, and it's really designed to teach the teenagers, grades 10, 11, and 12, how to look for common signs and symptoms around mental health, how to tag in that trusted adult, and how to have open conversation with their friends if they notice that in themselves or a friend are experiencing early mental health challenges.
This is a free program for our schools. You provide all the tools, all the trainings to the staff, to the teachers, and they teach it as a regular curriculum. What are you hearing about it?
Yeah, so it is a grant, so it's covered at no cost. We're receiving great feedback. The instructors who are embedded in the schools are really loving it. The students think it's great. They're having the tools to have open conversation. They all get a beautiful manual. They're able to practice some activities and role plays. And it is a national certification that students are receiving into mental health first aid. And it's changing the narrative and creating just open dialogue around these issues around mental health.
And you think the stigma is starting to sort of fade a little bit with this generation?
I do. I'm hearing open conversations where students are feeling okay with talking about mental health more than ever before, which is really positive and hopeful.
That is so important. As I say all the time, our mental health is just as important as our physical health. So where can people learn more about this program, Jamie?
They can check out our website, mhanj.org, and look under mental health first aid.
Thank you so much, Jamie Angelini, Statewide Director of Suicide Prevention and Special Projects at the Mental Health Association in New Jersey. And Jamie and I continue our conversation about this very important topic on my podcast, Living Well with Robin Stoloff. Catch it wherever you listen to your podcast, or if you'd like to watch the video of our conversation, you can watch that on my YouTube channel by the same name, of course. Thanks so much for being with me today for Living Well with Robin Stoloff. Till I see you next time, keep living well.